Shalom, everybody. Baruch Hashem. This week we have the great zechus to begin a new sefer in the Chumash Sefer Devarim. And towards the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Moshe describes the appointment of shoftim, of judges and leaders. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Beis Halacha Zayin that a dayan, a judge, needs to have seven traits in order to be worthy and to be qualified to be a dayan. And the Rambam learns the necessity for many of those traits from our parsha. For example, the Rambam says that a dayan, of course, needs to possess chachma, wisdom. But that's not enough. The Rambam says that a true Torah dayan also must be humble and must fear God and must have a love for truth, etc. And one of those seven traits, says the Rambam, must be, as the Torah says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yiduim Lishivtechem, known to your tribes. And the question is, what does that expression mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Sifriyu and says that Yiduim Lishivtechem means that a true dayan must be exactly that, must be known to the people. And other Mefarshim, like the Ibn Ezra, agree. And why is that important? Because dayanim specifically and Jewish leaders in general need to be a part of the people. They must come from the people. They can't be separate from the people. That's Rashi. And the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, disagrees. And he says that a Jewish dayan must be Yiduim Lishivtechem, that is, Yiduim Lashoftim. A judge can only be appointed if and when his ability and expertise are known by the other judges. Everyone must be able to identify and to recognize why he was appointed as a dayan. In the world of Torah, no judge, no leader can be appointed because of status or family connections or whatever it is. Torah leadership is earned. What kind of justice can we expect if dayanim are subpar and are only appointed because their seat was bought off, chas v'shalom, or because someone owed someone a favor? In the Torah, which pursues justice at all costs, needs to have dayanim and leaders who are yiduim l'shivtechem, where the reason for their appointment is well known. And that's the Ramban. However, the Rambam understands that the words, those words and the requirement of yiduim l'shivtechem, the Rambam understands them differently. He says that a judge specifically and a leader in general must be known. In other words, sheruach habrios nocha mehem, judges who are appreciated and beloved by the people. And the Rambam continues and says, and what will make them beloved by the people? The Rambam says that people are beloved when they conduct themselves generously, humbly, and being in good, upstanding company by speaking and conducting their business with people in a gentle manner. Of course, that's a beautiful trait for anyone to have, and specifically a dayan. However, we can ask a question on the Rambam. Again, being beloved by all is a special, special trait for all of us to strive for. But why must a dayan specifically possess that trait? If a dayan is wise or knowledgeable, that's that. I get that. But why must a dayan be beloved by the people? It's a beloved trait. But all a dayan has to do is to decide cases that come before them. Why do they have to be beloved? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Perhaps one can suggest that for a dayan to be able to make appropriate decisions that impact people, the dayan must be beloved by the people. A judge's learning, a judge's research, a judge's decision-making, etc., etc., all have to be made by a person who appreciates people, who understands people, who is beloved by people. Their decisions are not made in a vacuum. Their decisions impact people, and therefore they have to be people who are beloved by the very people for whom their decisions make an impact. That is one possible answer to the question on the Rambam. And perhaps one can suggest another idea as well. Perhaps one can also suggest the following. At the end of that very pasuk, the pasuk that requires a judge to be yiduim l'shivtechem, Moshe says, give me people like that, and va'asimeim b'rashechem, I will appoint them as leaders for you. And on those words, Rashi says, based on the Medrash, that these words teach us that judges and leaders' responsibility is not just to decide cases, but more than that, it's their duty to prevent B'nai Yisrael from sinning and to direct B'nai Yisrael towards the right and proper path. Okay, so if that's the job of a dayan, if that's the job of a leader, then the only way they can do that, the only way they can teach B'nai Yisrael and guide B'nai Yisrael is if they are, as the Rambam says, beloved by B'nai Yisrael, respected by B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael has to be able to listen to them, and they will listen to them if they are beloved by them. We in B'nai Yisrael need strong, capable leaders in B'nai Yisrael, absolutely. But we also need leaders who act in a way that brings us to love and respect them as well. Have an amazing day, everyone.